We went out into the nation at 26 different states, shopped for 316 raw chicken breasts. We did find 97% of one of the six bacteria that we looked for that can all be potentially harmful. But even more concerning, about half of those were resistant to three or more antibiotic classes, making them multiple drug resistant.
Is it just me, or does there always seem to be a problem with chicken? Every time we turn around, there's something with chicken. So I want to know, what should we be buying? What should we be doing?
Well, in terms of foodborne illness and disease, chicken is a big culprit out there, and people should be really careful when they're out there buying their chicken. You should handle it carefully. You should make sure that you buy it first in the store with a plastic bag. And there is no better choice out there. When we looked at all of the data out there, there's no better choice when it comes to safety. However, for other things, for other production practices, things like organic, other welfare labels do provide value. But what people don't really realize is that the natural label actually means nothing and often confuse it for those labels.
So what do you do if you think you may have bought chicken and have maybe chicken at home right now that might be included here?
Well, what you want to do is at least be very vigilant about how you handle that chicken. You want to use really careful practices in the chicken. You don't want to put your chicken in the sink and pour the faucet on it. You want to use a dedicated cutting board and put that right in the dishwasher. All the way through from when you buy it in the store to you serve it on your plate, you want to exercise really good hygiene.
And cook it.
And cook it.
Because who's eating raw chicken?
Well, that was the other statistic we found, was that 37% of people own a meat thermometer, but the majority of people think they cook it to 165 degrees. You can't know unless you have a thermometer.